जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवरधारि, जय गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवरधारि, शरनंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, शरनंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, जमुना तीरा वन चारी, तीरावनचारि, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवरधारी, जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवरधारि, शरनंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, शरनंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, जमुना तीरावन चारि, जमुना तीरावन चारि, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय ओम विष्णुपाद पूर्णवंश त्रिपादाचार्य अष्टोत्तरश्री श्रीमद् एसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी महाराज प्रभुपाद की जय। इसकान संस्थापक आचार्य श्री प्रभुपाद की जय। अनंत कोटि वैष्णववृंद की जय। नामाचार्य श्री हरिदास ठाकुर की जय। प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादी गौर भक्तवृंद की जय। श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंज राधा कुंज गिरि गोवर्धन की जय। Vrindavan Dham ki jai, Navadip Dham ki jai, Jagannath Puri ki jai, Gangamayi ki jai, Jamunamayi ki jai, Tulsi Devi ki jai, Bhakti Devi ki jai, Samaveta Bhakta Vrinda ki jai. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. Gauru Premanande. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam 4.29.84. Etan Mukunda Yashasa Bhuvanam Punanam Devarshi Varya Mukha Nisritam Atma Shaucham Yaha Kirtyamanam Adhigachchati Parameshtyam Nasmin Bhave Brahmati Mukta Samasta Bandaha. Etan Mukunda Yashasa Bhuvanam Punanam. Devarshi Varya Mukha Nisritam Atma Shaucham Ya Kirtyamana Madhi Kachchati Parameshtyam Nasmin Pave Brahmati Mukta Samasta Bandaha. Etan Mukunda Yashasa Bhuvanam Punanam. Devarshi Varya Mukha Nisritam Atma Shaucham. Ya Kirtyamana Madhi Gachchati Parameshtyam. Nasmin Bhave Brahmati Mukta Samasta Bandaha. Etan Mukunda Yashasa Bhuvanam Punanam. Varshi Varya Mukha Nisritam Atma Shaucham. Ya Kirtyamana Madhi Gachchati Parameshtyam Nasmin Bhave Brahmati Mukta Samasta Bandaha. Etan Mukunda Yashasa Bhuvanam Punanam. Devarshi Varya Mukha Nisritam Atma Shaucham. Ya Kirtyamana Madhi Gachchati Parameshtyam Nasmin Bhave Brahmati Mukta Samasta Bandaha. Etan Mukunda Yashasa Bhuvanam Punanam. Devarshi Varya Mukha Nisritam Atma Shaucham. Ya Kirtyamana Madhi Gachchati Parameshtyam Nasmin Bhave Brahmati Mukta Samasta Bandaha. Etan Mukunda Yashasa Bhuvanam Punanam.
Devarshivaja Mukha Nishrita Matma Shocham Yakirtyamana Madhigachati Paramesyam Nasmin Bhave Ramati Mukta Samasta Bandaha.
Ladies.
Mukundam Chasa Purvanam Purvanam Devarshi Varya Mukhanishrita Matma Sautam Yagirtyamana Madhigachati Paramesyam Nasmin Bhave Pramati Mukta Samasta Bandha.
Etat,
this narration,
Mukunda Yashasa,
with the fame of Lord Krishna,
Bhuvanam,
this material world,
Punanam,
sanctifying,
Deva Rishi,
of the great sages,
Varja,
of the chief,
Mukha,
from the mouth,
Nishritam,
uttered,
Atma Shaucham,
purifying the heart,
Yaha,
anyone who,
Kirtyamanam,
being chanted,
Adigachchati,
goes back,
Parameshtyam,
to the spiritual world.
Na,
never.
Asmin,
in this.
Bhave,
material world.
Pramati,
wanders.
Mukta,
being liberated.
Samasta,
from all.
Bandha,
bondage. This narration, spoken by the great sage Narada, is full of the transcendental fame of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Consequently, this narration, when described, certainly sanctifies this material world. It purifies the heart of the living entity and helps him attain his spiritual identity. One who relates this transcendental narration will be liberated from all material bondage and will no longer have to wander within this material world. Purport. As indicated in verse 79, Narad Muni advised King Prachinibarhi to take to devotional service rather than waste time performing ritualistic ceremonies and fruitive activities. The vivid descriptions of the subtle and gross bodies in this chapter are most scientific, and because they are given by the great sage Narada, they are authoritative. Because these narrations are full of the glory of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, they constitute the most effective process for the purification of the mind. As Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu confirmed, Cheto Darpana Marjanam, the more we talk of Krishna, think of Krishna, and preach for Krishna, the more we become purified. This means we no longer have to accept a hallucinatory, gross, and subtle body, but instead attain our spiritual identity. One who tries to understand this instructive spiritual knowledge is delivered from this ocean of nescience. The word parameshtyam is very significant in this connection. Parameshtyam is also called Brahmaloka. It is the planet on which Lord Brahma lives. The inhabitants of Brahmaloka always discuss such narrations so that after the annihilation of the material world, they can be directly transferred to the spiritual world. One who is transferred to the spiritual world does not have to go up and down within this material world. Sometimes spiritual activities are also called parameshyam. Om Jnana Timirantasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurin Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manopistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Tadhati Shapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jatapada Kamalang, Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha, Shri Rupam Shagrashatam, Sahagana Raganatan Vitam Stam Sajivam, Sadvaitam Savadhutam, Pradishana Sahitam, Krishna Chaitanya Devam, Shri Radha Krishna Padan, Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakan Vitamstra. Hey Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kam Shana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hodi Priye Vansha Kolpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindho Bhyayevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Etan Mukunda Yashasa Bhuvanam Punanam Devarshi Varja Mukha Nisritam Atma Shocham Ya Kirtyamanam Adigachchati Parameshtyam Nasmin Pave Brahmati Mukta Samasta Bandha. The narrations in Srimad Bhagavatam, and specifically here, offer us Mukunda Yashasa, the glorious activities of Mukunda, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the source of all freedom from material existence. Mukunda Yashasa. What is that? Samasrita. Mahatpadam punyayusha murari. So punyayusha, the glories of Krishna are pious or pure or purifying. Punyayusha murari. Bhavam buddhir vatsapadam padam 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 yadvipadam natesham. For one who's taken shelter of the lotus feet of Mukunda, Muradi, Krishna, the vast ocean of material existence becomes like the water in the hoofprint of a calf. Nothing. Next to nothing. And for him, the destination is Parampadam, the supreme destination, Om Tad Vishnu Paramam Padam, Sadapa Shanti Surya. Not the material world where Padam Padam Yadvipadam, at every step there's danger. The small thing, the King William of Orange was the king of England, powerful and very capable. And his horse stumbled in one of those holes made by those little burrowing creatures, you know, the groundhogs that burrow into the ground. His horse got his foot caught in one of those and stumbled and threw the rider. And the king broke his collarbone, and one thing led to another and finished. He'd been very powerful. He'd defeated so many enemies in big battles. He was really quite the man. But a small thing, a little hole made by some animal, and he was finished. Padam padam yadvipadam, at every step, anything could happen. The material world is dangerous at every step. You're doing fine and you slip on something, you're doing fine. You get hit by a car, you're doing fine. This happens, that happens. At every step, although we're in a safe country and safe this, safe that, safe home, but there's danger at every step. It's the material world. So the big danger is one may have to go down to the lower species of life. So many dangers are there. Kam, krodh, lobh, mada, moha, matsarya. Each of them presents serious dangers. But this is the safe place where there's hearing and chanting of the glories of Krishna. That place is safe. Some place Prabhupada said that the Sankirtan Yagya is the safest place in the world. So Mukunda Yashasha, because the glories of Krishna offer freedom, they bring one to the transcendental platform, to the pure platform, and on which there's no danger of birth and death, because for the spirit soul, najayate mriyate va, there is no birth and death. No old age, no disease, no any misery of this material world. Etan mukunda yashasha bhuvanam punanam. The glories of Krishna purify the whole world. What is it? Yat pada samshreya suta muniya prashamayana sadyo panantyupasprita upasprita svardhunyapo nishevana. People know that the Ganges is very pure, so they travel on pilgrimage to bathe in the Ganges. Or if they live near the Ganges, then they bathe regularly in the Ganges for self-purification. Because who was it? That king, not king, maybe king actually, because it was during the time of the Rajas here. There was some conference in England, the Jaipur Raj. He agreed, all right, I'll attend the conference. He went to England, but he brought big cisterns full of Ganga Jal along with him, because you can't perform your daily program without your Ganga Jal, and he's a king, so he could bring his Ganga Jal along with him, because the Ganges is so pure. But the sages of Naimisharanya told Sutta Goswami that the Ganga will purify gradually. But if one takes shelter of directly the lotus feet of the Lord and the glories of the Lord, very quickly one becomes purified. Bhuvanam Punanam. The glories of Krishna purify the whole three worlds. That's stated at the beginning of Krishna book. The upper, lower, and middle planetary systems are all purified. Therefore, Atma Shocham, this chanting will purify the heart. The heart now is occupied by so many enemies in the form of, again, kam, krodh, lobh, mad, moha, and so many impressions of so many things. We were talking about that yesterday, some scars. But the heart becomes purified by the holy name of Krishna, the glories of Krishna. Devarshi Varya Mukhas Nishrita. And especially here, the glories of the Lord described in these chapters are spoken by Narad Muni. So they're reliable, authoritative, and still more relishable. That's also said in Sukhamukha Damrita Dravya Samyutta. The topics of Srimad Bhagavatam are already relishable, and they become more relishable when heard from Shukadev Goswami. And Prabhupada comments that, and someone who's a mango, at a mango grove, confirmed to me that this is true, that if a parrot tastes the mango fruit, he pecks at it a little bit, then the fruit becomes sweeter. Apparently what happens is like the sugar, flows toward that point, you know, it comes to that point. So it becomes still, it stimulates the sweetness of the mango. So it's already mango, it's already sweet, but when it's touched by the beak of the parrot, it becomes still sweeter. So when the Bhagavatam is recited by Shukadev Goswami, still sweeter. And here, Narad Muni is appearing in the pages of Srimad Bhagavatam. So we're getting the benefit of his transcendental association, his transcendental wisdom, heard through the parampara system. Devarshi Varya, the best of the Devarshis, Mukhanishritam Atma Shocham. You don't even need a ritvik, you can directly hear from Narad Muni in the pages of Srimad Bhagavatam. Ya kirtyamanam adigacchati parameshya. And whoever chants and hears this narration will adigacchati parameshya, will attain the supreme perfection. Parameshya means the abode of the supreme, really. Parameshtyam. So generally, Brahmaloka is called Parameshtyam. And there, the inhabitants are glorifying the Lord. Just as Lord Brahma is glorifying the Lord. Govindam Adi Purusham Tamahang Bhajami. So the Brahmaloka Vasis are glorifying the Lord. And therefore, when Brahma goes back to Godhead, they also go back to Godhead. Or Parameshtam can mean directly the higher, supreme abode, the spiritual world. Generally, people think of Brahmaloka as the supreme planet, because just like a Brahma Bhuvanaloka, from the highest planet to the lowest, so the highest planet is Brahmaloka. But higher than Brahmaloka is are the Vaikuntha planets. And among the Vaikuntha planets, the Goloka Vrindavan is the highest. Nasmin pave brahmati mukta samasta bhanta. Pave means in this material world. Na asmin. The person who goes back to Godhead doesn't have to wander around. In this material world, we're wandering. Brahmati, what is that? Brahmanda bhumite. Wandering. Sometimes this family, sometimes that family, sometimes this nation, that this country, that country, sometimes this species, that species, this planet, that planet. From birth after birth, we're wandering around, which means wasting our time. Abrahma bhuvana loka punarvartina. Even if we go to the highest region, we come back down. What is that? In the Bhagavad Gita, it said, Gatagatam kama kama lavante, that those who are worshipping the demigods can go to Swarg, and after enjoying Punyalokam Vishalam, the extensive enjoyments of heaven, they come back down, and maybe they perform pious activities and go back up, and come back down. Just like you work hard and you accumulate your capital, and then you go on vacation somewhere, then you go back to work. So, by pious activities, one can go up to the higher planets, but he has to come back down. Or even these moon expeditions, suppose they went to the moon. If we accept that they went, we certainly have to accept that they had to come back. So what was the benefit? We planted a flag, we collected data, we did this, but anyway, you came back. And you haven't escaped birth and death. You'll also die, and when you die again, you'll have to come back. The flag may be on the moon, but that doesn't mean that you'll go to the moon. Maybe you'll go to an insect body, or who knows. So, Brahmande Bhumite. Wandering. Birth and death. And miserable life. Just like you see the dogs, how miserable their life is, and kids throw rocks at them, and they just go scavenging for this and that. Is it a very happy life? Prabhupada, that somebody argued like this in Prabhupada's last year. He spoke in Bombay at a Pandal program, and he was so in such bad health that devotees Bhavananda Tamatri, they had to carry him onto the stage and put him, like deposit him on the asana. And he was so weak, he just was sort of slumped over, and he had, I think, Bhavananda reading, you just read from Srimad Bhagavatam, Swavid Varahostra Karaya Samstuta Purusha Pashya. So reading, and Prabhupada's just listening. Reading, Prabhupada's listening. Reading, Prabhupada says a few words. Reading, Prabhupada says a little more. More reading. And pretty soon Prabhupada's like going full strength about the Svavidvarahostrakarai. Completely powerful lecture. And then he called for questions. And one sophisticated gentleman said that suppose we come back, and I come back as a dog, but I won't know, you know, I won't know that I'm a dog. I'll come back as a dog. I'll be happy as a dog. What's wrong there? People say that, right? What's wrong there? So Prabhupada said, if there's nothing wrong, that's all right. But we do not think that kind of life is very nice. Make your argument, but would you like to be a dog? No. You're right. When you become a dog, you'll forget. You'll think, this is avaranatmika shakti. Hey, this is nice. I got a bone. Hey, there's the female dog. This is good. And you won't think that once I was professor of chemistry at Yadavpur University or something. Yes, I got a bone. Now this is what the, you know, the proud human being can be reduced to. A miserable dog is happy if he gets a little bone, a little dead something to chew on. So this is bandha, to be bound by the modes of material nature and shipped off to this body, shipped off to that body, shipped off to this planet, that planet, and have to go through this miserable troubles. But by hearing these topics of Srimad Bhagavatam, the heart becomes purified. We have to keep going through these different lifetime after lifetime troubles because the heart is not pure. I'm thinking, well, it would be nice to this, it would be nice to that. But when one regularly hears the glories of the Lord, Atma Shocham, the heart becomes purified and one becomes eligible to go back home, back to Godhead. Yargatva nani vartante tadhama paramamama. All right, are there some questions? Yes. Microphone off.
Hare Krishna Maharaj, thank you very much for such an enlightening class. My question is regarding the process of hearing. We are so fortunate in Pune, especially in NVCC, that we get to hear from all different speakers from all over the world. It's very good, great fortune upon us. At the same time, Maharaj, sometimes it becomes confusing. The reason is because every speaker carries a different mood, and because my conditioning is in a different direction. So, what is the right way of hearing?
Mood is not much of a big deal. Someone's speaking Srimad Bhagavatam in this mood, someone is speaking Srimad Bhagavatam in that mood. Different days of the week, I have different moods. What matters is the siddhanta, not the mood. Someone's jolly, someone's a little stern. Someone has a different mood, a different mood. We should understand the siddhantas given by the Sampradaya Acharyas, the teachings given by Srila Prabhupada. That's the thing.
Maharaj, like many times, some practical things are talked about in the lecture, like you should not do this, like for example, uses a smartphone. So somebody says that you should not completely give it away, somebody says utility is the principle. So in practical dealings, it becomes confusing.
So, you figure it out. You know, this is not the toughest question we face in life.
That would require intelligence to be...
It requires intelligence. Anything else, you know, you want to do a business deal, you ask five different people, they give you different advice. You want to get buy something, you look on the internet, you read 10 different reviews all saying something different. And at the end, you use your intelligence and decide.
Hare Krishna. Maharaj, in this pastime it is mentioned that if we hear this glorification or if we are chanting this glorification, then we can go to the supreme abode. So much of benefit is there. So how do we really get that benefit? Because we are reading so many pastimes from Srimad Bhagavatam, but still we are in the process of purification. So how we can get the best benefit?
You just stick with it. Just like penicillin, you know, it's prescribed, you take it for a week, one pill a day, two pills a day. You just follow the prescription and at the end, the infection is gone. And you don't see how it works. You're not looking within and seeing penicillin battling it out with the you know, viruses or whatever. But we have faith that because it's prescribed by the physician and endorsed by the government and so many people have taken it, so it will do the needful. So similarly, Srimad Bhagavatam is endorsed by the great self-realized souls, and so many people have attained perfection by hearing. We just have to follow.
So, Maharaj, is there any specific way how we can go through this Srimad Bhagavatam so that...
Nityam. Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. Regularly, every day, regularly, not just that once in a blue moon we go and hear from a professional reciter and get a taste of Rasleela. Regularly hear in the association of bona fide devotees about the message of Bhagavatam. And by hearing, and at the same time rendering service, and everything will come.
Thank you, Maharaj.
Hare Krishna, Maharaj. Thank you for wonderful part. Maharaj, I want to ask that in my whole life, I found that while reaching to the Mangal Arati, I struggle a lot.
When you rushing to Mangal Arati?
Yeah, I struggle a lot.
You struggle a lot.
I found that great souls, they are coming to Mangal Arati for more than 20 or 30 years. So I want to know what inspires us to come to Mangal Arati.
Why?
What inspires them?
Well, you just keep struggling and coming to Mangal Arati every day. And in 20 years, people will ask that question about you. In the beginning, we do these things because we're supposed to do them. And the result is that by doing them, then we get a taste. And then no one has to tell you, oh, what is it? You will taste for yourself. Is that all right?
Hare Krishna, Maharaj. Thank you very much for sharing this insights about importance of hearing and this. So in this last sections, we find in Puranjana that from last so many chapters, Narad Muni is trying to preach and it took so much amount of time. Now, it took so much amount of time for Prachini Bhari to come to the conclusion. So he was already very educated, very qualified, and now especially conditioned souls like me are alpa medusa. We are hardly intelligence is there. Now we find Maharaj that despite of hearing so much that padam padam, that material world is place of misery.
In spite of hearing so much.
Despite of hearing so many times that material world is place of misery, give up this material attachments, and even experiencing those miseries, but still we are not able to come to the right truth and follow wholeheartedly. Still we are attached to all this enjoyments of this world. So what is the hope then?
Continue. Just like bathing, you know, you're cleaning, you clean and then you keep cleaning, and sometimes you think, I don't know if this will ever get clean, but you keep cleaning and finally you get it. So the same thing, the heart is dirty, no doubt. Clean, clean, clean. And we can take advantage of the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that by our own effort, it will not be possible. What can we do? But by the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then everything becomes possible. Mercy of Guru, mercy of Gauranga, then everything's possible.
Hare Krishna Maharaj, thank you very much for the enlightenment, especially about the Padam Padam Yat Vivadam Natesham, from that example of that king. So, my question is, Maharaj, about this holy name and holy fame, which is mentioned here. So, Bhagavatam is bombarding us with how important is holy fame of the Lord, practically in every chapter, every canto, and maybe every section. So, but we see there are how to improve this quality of this reception of Srimad Bhagavatam, because so many things are mentioned here, whereas we see holy name, there are so many books written about the importance of holy name, hearing, etc., attention. But how to improve this quality of hearing Srimad Bhagavatam so that we can experience this which is mentioned in Srimad Bhagavatam?
Yes. By regularly hearing, again, Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya, in the association of devotees, studying Srimad Bhagavatam, Pivata Bhagavatam, drink Srimad Bhagavatam. That means absorb yourself in the topics. In the beginning, it's okay, attend the Bhagavatam class. But as one becomes advanced, then think about what you heard, read more, explore different questions or topics. And he becomes absorbed, just the Goswamis. They're writing about Srimad Bhagavatam, they're discussing Srimad Bhagavatam, they're asking questions about Srimad Bhagavatam. You know, it's not like, okay, Rupa, we did our Bhagavatam class, now what should we do? They're absorbed in Bhagavad Gita. Srinvatam Svakata Krishna Punya Shravana Kirti Vriyantasto Yabhadrani Vidhunoti Suritsitam Naho Nashta Prayeshva Patreshu. So, this is the business of the great souls. Majjita madgita pranam bhavyantat parasparam katiyantas chamam nityam tushanti chavamaticha. Nitya means regularly, at least regularly, and better, always. There's so many different opportunities. Our Satsrup Goswami, his lunch program is very simple. Take some prasadam and just hear Srimad Bhagavatam. Someone is reading Srimad Bhagavatam, and you know, they're like going canto by canto, you know, you have lunch every day. So at the end of a week, at the end of a month, at the end of a year, how much Bhagavatam have you heard? Just by, you know, sitting and eating lunch, which everybody does. Just hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, apart from other, you know, activities, just doing, spending, just using the lunch time for that, just to hear Srimad Bhagavatam. Normally, we chit chat, but he's using the time for hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, and everyone appreciates. Oh, it's so nice, Bhagavad Gita.
Harikrishna Maharaj, thank you, Maharaj. I wanted to ask extension of his question. Shravanam, Mananam, and Nididhyasanam. I heard that after Shravanam, after hearing, if the Mananam and Nididhyasanam is not done properly.
If what's not done properly?
Mananam and Nididhyasanam. Those two stages after Shravanam, if it is not done, which is reflect and implement.
Mananam and...
And Nididhyasana. So reflecting and implementing, then the digestion is not proper of what we have heard. So can you kindly tell us more on how do we effectively contemplate or reflect and also implement the content of what we hear every day?
Implement the content means follow the instructions of the spiritual master. Just like those who are distributing books and such scores are there. They're implementing. This is realization. That Bhagavatam says, Vasudeva para yoga, Vasudeva, everything Vasudeva. So the devotees, all right, let me pick up the books and distribute the Vasudeva Katha. That's realization. And implementation, and one gets more. By doing that service, then he gets more realization, more understanding. Whether it's distributing books, worshipping the deity, whatever one's prescribed duty is. By doing that in Krishna consciousness, one is implementing the message of Srimad Bhagavatam. Whatever we hear, we may be in brahmachari life, householder life, sannyas life, vanaprastha life. So what is this message? What is it saying to me? Let me do that. And that also under proper guidance. Then one makes progress. Otherwise we speculate, well, maybe this, maybe that, I think this, I think that. But when we act under proper guidance, then we'll come to the point. Is that okay?
Thank you, Maharaj. Maharaj, my question was like, every time we hear about Bhagavatam, it is so much glorified that you should hear and read Bhagavatam. But in, at least my stage, it's not been much time happened in I had come to devotional service.
Which what?
In my, what do you say? It's not much time passed that I had taken to devotional service. So there are so many other Prabhupada books which are told us to read. And we try to read also, because I try to read. But it seems whenever Bhagavatam class is heard or someone glorifies Bhagavatam, it becomes an impetus to why don't we directly start Bhagavatam? Why to go through small books? Though we know ki it is a part of Bhagavatam only, small books, but still the impetus comes that why should not I start Bhagavatam directly instead of going to small books?
Fine, read Bhagavatam.
Can we start?
Sure, no one's stopping you. The books are published for you.
Thank you, Maharaj.
Srila Prabhupada says in the purport, the more we talk of Krishna, think of Krishna, preach of Krishna, the more we become purified. Here, service is not mentioned. Then what is your opinion about service? Talk of Krishna, that's service. Think of Krishna, that's service. Preach of Krishna, that's Shravanam, Kirtanam, Smaranam, three out of the nine items of devotional service. Looks to me like service is mentioned. And from Shravanam, Kirtanam, Smaranam, one understands that means all of the nine processes. Just like if I said, India, there are so many big cities, Delhi, Calcutta, Hyderabad. You understand Bombay and
Pune and so many. I don't have to list out every big country and every big city in the country. If I just say Bombay, Calcutta, Hyderabad, you know Delhi and the others. So Shravanam, Kirtanam, Smaranam. So you can understand Vandanam, Dasyam, Padasevanam, Atmanivedanam. Next question.
Harish. Maharaj, as you are emphasizing on the point of doing things regularly, whatever Krishna conscious activity we are doing, but one thing happens when we do things regularly and sometimes not much with heart, that mechanically doing it, that tendency comes and familiarity comes with it.
What comes?
Doing it mechanically, or there is a familiarity develops which makes
familiarity
us... Familiarity. I mean, familiarity.
That's good. Proof. If you become familiar with Srimad Bhagavatam...
But the thing is, we do it, it comes in a mechanical zone and we don't get
that's
freshness.
That's the same question here. You start mechanically and do it. And because you're doing it under the proper direction, gradually you come to the next stage. This is nice. Anything you learn to ride a bicycle. So in the beginning it's like, you know, you just have to, you learn some musical instrument, you know, and in the beginning it's just ti-tak-tak, 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 you know, how much fun is that? But because you're doing it regularly, you become a little expert, and then after some time you're, you know, a paka mardanga player, and you can enjoy taking part in the kirtan and so on. In the beginning, everything's, you know, ka, ka, ku, ku, ki, ki, you know, it's like, but then you grow up and you enjoy reading. Not that because in the beginning it was ka, ka, ki, ki, ku, ku, it'll always be ka, ka, ki, ki. You practice, and it'll come to the point.
Thank you.
Hare Krishna Maharaj.
Even at some point, maybe you become a father or a teacher, and you're teaching the children, ka, ka, ki, ki. And that's enjoyable. You see how the children are learning, and you also feel happiness. Yes. Whoa, you need the microphone. Okay, where did it go? Whoever, I don't control the microphone.
Hare Krishna Maharaj. Thank you for wonderful class, Maharaj. Maharaj, my question was that we know the 9 processes of bhakti are there. So every devotee becomes expert or have to take up to one service or become expert in that. So I want to ask whether this thing is destined for a devotee.
Whether
this process or the perfection he will have among the 9 processes, is it destined or is it a past life activity that he develops taste in it?
It's up to you. And it doesn't have to be one. You can, it's not like you okay, I'm going to be a Shravanam guy. They're all available. Ambarish Maharaj attained perfection through all 9 methods. So there's no hard and fast rule that you have to be like a, you know, this is the age of specialization, that you have to focus on one. But you may have a particular liking, that's all. Someone likes to hear more. Someone likes to speak more. Prabhupada, we told yesterday, Prabhupada said, because I was enthusiastic about hearing, now I'm enthusiastic about speaking. So there's no... you know, you don't have to find yourself. you know, like in education, well, should I go into engineering? If engineering, mechanical engineering, chemical engineering, you know, and you're like chalking out your future, and these decisions are, you know, weighty choices. Just do everything. Chant here, remember, offer prayers, and whatever you like, do more. You won't go wrong. Oh no, I'm stuck in Smaranam. I really wanted to be. That won't happen. Last question, maybe? Wherever the microphone goes. One Mataji. Okay, let's give one Mataji a chance.
Hare Krishna Maharaj, can I ask a question which is related to yesterday's lecture?
Okay, yesterday's. Yes, ask yesterday's question.
Maharaj, you said that when Mahavishnu exhales, lots of universes are sent out.
What happens when he exhales? The universes come out. Yes, I did say that.
So my question was, for how much time do the universes stay out before entering again into Mahavishnu's body?
Yasyaika Nishrasita Kala. They come out when he exhales, and as long as he's exhaling, they stay out. And then when he inhales, then they're absorbed back into his body again. If you want the exact amount of time, it's 4,300,000 times 2 times 12 times 30 times 100 years. That's how long.
That's a very long time.
Long enough for you? Is that what you said? Shall we stop here? All right.
Krishna Maharaj, thank you very much, Maharaj, for this class. Just one thing I wanted to ask, Maharaj, that you told about that means my various services, like various methods of 9 processes of hearing, devotional service. But in our practical life, we see that means along with that, we have many services with us.
A little slowly.
Okay. We have got many services with us. And we have different taste for different things. And some things are more liked by us. But we know that mercy lies beyond our comfort zone. And in some services which we like, we are maybe a little austere also, but we like it, so it's not very uncomfortable for us. So my question was, Maharaj, how to make up that balance that because we are relishing...
Therefore, one should try to catch up the desire of the spiritual master. It's the ultimate devotional service doesn't mean just doing what I like, but it means ultimately what does the person I'm serving want? What would please him? Of course, if I do what I like, I know it's something pleasing to him. Okay, but what would be the most pleasing to him? What can I do that would most please my spiritual master? That you can consider. And it may be something, what can I say, we like to do, or something that's not so much in our range. And then there's questions of your ability, your aptitude, and so on. So someone says, nothing would please him more than book distribution, so I'm going to go out and distribute books. Someone else says, well, somehow going out and distributing books, I've tried it, it doesn't work, so I'm going to help the book distributors. I'm going to be the logistics guy. I'm going to figure out how the books all arrive at the right place, how the devotees get to the places. Maybe, you know, that's what I'm good at, and that's what I like something, but he's caught up the idea that the spiritual master wants books distributed. So how can I contribute? That's the main thing. And if he also goes out and distributes, that's good, even though it's like, I don't know, and maybe he finds out that I was only, you know, moving things along, but when I go and meet people, even though at first it seems hard, wonderful things happen, that can be there also. But the main thing is catch up. What does the spiritual master want of me? He may tell you, do this, and then we shouldn't refuse. No, Guru Maharaj, you know, I'm happier doing, you know, what the spiritual master, Guru Mukha Padma Bhakya Chate Te Kuriyakya Arnakuriya Manish. Thank you all very much. Hare Krishna, all glories to you.
Jayaswami Maharaj ki. So in the last several days, we had very sublime association of His Holiness Jayaswami Maharaj, both in Camp Temple as well as NDCC here. Maharaj's message is very loud and clear, and Maharaj is very famous for blowing off all illusions, his voice is very authoritative. Coming in the disciplic line of Srila Prabhupada. And Maharaj was introduced to Krishna consciousness in 1968. So he has read Prabhupada books, edited them, and has been assisting Prabhupada in such very important services. And I was just sharing with the devotees that if somebody has completed hearing all Prabhupada's lectures, then continuation of that you can do by hearing Maharaj's lectures. Because he exactly repeats the way Prabhupada has taught Krishna consciousness so spotlessly. How the parampara is continuing can be visibly seen by watching the way how he speaks the lectures without any adulteration or without any unnecessary modification or dilution or diversion, distraction, without anything. So purely he presents. And Maharaj is coming to Pune after many years actually. I have been inviting him. But once Maharaj told me that Pune already you have a big temple and many visitors are coming, and I have to go to places which are remote and where they don't get preachers very easily. So he has not been able to come for many years. Now it was of a good fortune that Maharaj had a time slot for a week and he kept it for Pune. And it was a very, very great blessing for all of us. In the last 1 week, it was like Akash Ganga flowing down very mercifully, compassionately and authoritatively, and such a pleasing question answers. And we are looking forward to having Maharaj again here in Pune. I have requested Maharaj that he has a standing invitation to come to Pune every year like this for a week or two. Let us thank Maharaj with loud Hari Bol.
Hari
Bol. Hari Bol. Hari Bol. Hari Bol. Hari Bol. Hari Bol. Hari Bol.